Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This instructional guide by Dane Calloway is a short practical work on genealogical research through documented records. Rather than presenting family history as a matter of general curiosity or entertainment, the book frames ancestry research as a step-by-step process that requires sources, direction, and verification. Its main purpose is to help beginners who have attempted to trace family lines but became uncertain about where to search next. The guide is also positioned as an alternative to relying primarily on commercial DNA ancestry tests, but which Calloway treats with skepticism and contrast with record-based investigation. The book is most closely aligned with beginner genealogy manuals, but it has a distinct emphasis on practical navigation, personal documentation, and historically grounded evidence. It also acknowledges readers with more complex search circumstances, including adoptees, foster children, immigrants, and people investigating Native American tribal connections. Its value lies in making the early stages of research less vague and more procedural. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, record-based genealogy as the central method of family history research. The defining feature of the book is its insistence that family history should be built from records rather than assumption, family rumor, or generalized ancestry categories. Calloway presents genealogy as an evidence-gathering process in which documents create the foundation for each next step. This approach matters because ancestral research often becomes unreliable when people jump from a surname, a regional label, or an oral story to broad conclusions without connecting proof. A record-based method requires the researcher to move carefully from known facts to unknown ones, using names, dates, locations, household relationships, and official documents as guideposts. The book therefore emphasizes process over novelty. Its practical orientation is especially important for beginners because genealogy can quickly become overwhelming when many databases, archives, and public records appear equally relevant. By directing attention back to documented evidence, the guide encourages readers to treat each discovery as part of a chain that must be supported. The result is a more disciplined form of family history work, one that favors traceable sources over attractive but unverified narratives. Secondly, a beginner-focused search sequence for avoiding research dead ends. A recurring problem addressed by the guide is not simply lack of interest in genealogy, but lack of direction after the first few searches. Many beginners can gather names from relatives or locate a few public records, yet they often stop when the next step is unclear. Calloway responds to that problem by presenting the research journey as a guided sequence rather than an open-ended hunt. The value of this structure is that it reduces wasted effort and helps readers understand why one source leads to another. Genealogical research depends on sequencing because a birth record, census listing, marriage record, death certificate, immigration document, or local archive entry may provide clues that only become useful when interpreted in relation to previous evidence. The book is therefore less concerned with advanced archival theory and more concerned with helping readers maintain momentum. Its instructional character lies in showing that family history research should begin with accessible facts and expand outward. This makes the guide particularly suitable for readers who need a practical starting framework before moving into larger databases or specialized repositories. Thirdly, skepticism toward commercial DNA ancestry tests and the demand for documentation. One of the more distinctive elements of the book is its critical stance toward commercial genealogy DNA testing. Calloway argues that such tests should not be treated as definitive records of a person's actual historical background. The importance of this point is not merely technical, but methodological. DNA ancestry services often present results in categories that appear precise to consumers, yet those categories depend on reference populations, company databases, changing algorithms, and interpretive models. A record-based family history, by contrast, asks the researcher to identify specific people, places, relationships, and events through documentary evidence. The guide uses this contrast to encourage caution about accepting packaged ancestry summaries as substitutes for research. Even readers who choose to use DNA testing can benefit from this warning because genetic information is strongest when interpreted alongside documentary context. The book stands out in its category because it does not simply add DNA testing to the list of modern tools. It challenges the cultural authority that such tests have gained and redirects attention to verifiable records as the primary basis for genealogical conclusions. Fourthly, research paths for adoptees, foster children, immigrants, and tribal ancestry searches. The guide is notable for acknowledging that not every reader begins genealogy from a simple family tree with complete names and stable records. Sections directed toward adoptees, foster children, immigrants, and those exploring Native American tribal ancestry broaden the usefulness of the book. these groups often face special barriers, including sealed or incomplete records, name changes, migration across jurisdictions, disrupted family knowledge, and the need to distinguish family tradition from formal documentation. By identifying these situations, Calloway signals that genealogy is not a single uniform process. The same general principle of record-based research applies, but the sources and route may differ depending on personal circumstances. For adoptees and foster children, the initial challenge may be access and identity linkage. For immigrants, the challenge may involve movement between countries, altered spellings, or records in different administrative systems. For tribal ancestry research, the problem can involve specific enrollment, community, historical, and governmental records. This attention to varied starting points gives the book practical relevance beyond standard ancestor chart building and recognizes the uneven nature of family documentation. Lastly, concise format that prioritizes practical direction over exhaustive depth. The book appears to be intentionally concise, and that shape influences both its strengths and limitations. Its short instructional format makes it accessible to readers who want immediate guidance rather than a large reference manual. For a beginner, brevity can be useful because the first obstacle in genealogy is often confusion, not lack of available information. A compact guide can clarify priorities, introduce a research mindset, and prevent early discouragement. At the same time, readers seeking extensive examples, advanced source analysis, legal record interpretation, or detailed database strategies may find the coverage limited. This does not necessarily undermine the book, but it defines its best use. It functions more as an entry point and directional aid than as a comprehensive genealogy encyclopedia. The format also reflects the author's direct style, with emphasis on practical steps and warnings rather than extended academic discussion. In this sense, the guide is best understood as a starting manual for organizing a search, developing caution about weak evidence, and learning how to proceed through documents with greater purpose. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers at the beginning of a genealogy project, especially those who have already tried, searching online or asking relatives but lost direction after the first few discoveries. It will also be useful to readers whose family history involves adoption, foster care, immigration, or possible tribal ancestry, because it recognizes that some searches require different starting points and more careful attention to records. The practical benefit is a clearer sense of sequence: begin with what can be documented, use each source to identify the next lead, and avoid treating broad ancestry claims as final evidence. The intellectual benefit is a more disciplined understanding of family history as a source-based investigation rather than a collection of assumptions. Compared with many genealogy books that emphasize database tools, family tree software, or celebratory heritage narratives, Calloway places stronger emphasis on skepticism and verification. Its criticism of commercial DNA ancestry testing also gives it a distinctive position in the field, even for readers who may not share every aspect of that critique. The book stands out as a concise, direct, beginner-oriented guide for people who want practical instructions and a record-centered approach before moving into more advanced genealogical research. If you would like to support Dane Calloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.